Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. The case to decide who will have the final say in appointing St. Louis County's prosecuting attorney is being heard this morning in St. Louis. County Executive Sam Page is appealing a ruling that gave Governor Parsons sole authority to appoint a replacement when the county prosecutor, Wesley Bell, resigns Thursday to take his seat in the U.S. House.
In December, Governor Parson nominated Melissa Price Smith, a current assistant prosecuting attorney in the county, to take that position. Sam Page's attorneys appealed, arguing that the county prosecutor is a county officer, not a state officer, and that gives the county leaders the authority to appoint. Governor Parson is listed on the docket to attend the proceedings today. They're scheduled to begin at 9:30, and of course, KMOX will be following up on this story for you.
Gabe Gore is now officially St. Louis City's circuit attorney. He was sworn in yesterday after he was formally elected to the position in November. The 55-year-old had been appointed by Governor Parson in May of 2023 after Kim Gardner resigned in the middle of legal battles and controversy.
The new sheriff in St. Louis City is filing a restraining order against the former sheriff.
Alfred Montgomery, who won the election against outgoing St. Louis Sheriff Vernon Betts, says the court action is needed. The Post-Dispatch reports Montgomery wants to get Betts out of the court building, stop him from removing office records, and force him to provide access to sheriff security systems. The restraining order was filed Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery was sworn into office Wednesday on New Year's Day. A hearing on the motion is set for noon on Thursday. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley and outgoing President Joe Biden are on the same page about banning stock trading among congressional members. Hawley, a Republican, has sponsored a bill that would ban this activity. He tells Missouri Net that the president-elect, Donald Trump, also supports it.
I think President Trump's leadership will be key. I can tell you I'm not going to stop pushing on it. When I started on this, people said, oh, don't bother, it'll never pass. Well, guess what? We got it through committee for the first time ever with the support of every single Democrat and many, many Republicans. This is something that's just very hard to vote against because voters understand there's no reason for members of Congress to be up here day trading.
Hawley says several members made a gob of money right before the pandemic because some were buying and selling stocks in the healthcare industry.
Job applications exploded at the Independent School District after they switched to a four-day school week in 2023. A new study's key finding among 63% of applicants was that a four-day week was a top three priority for those applying for a job at the large suburban district.
Missouri State University's John Turner, who conducted the study, explains how the shortened school week boosted teacher recruitment.
Their application numbers went up 360%, and obviously that's something that is worth looking at to see why are they getting all these applications. And so that's the reason we began to look at independence and again, dig deep on where are all these additional teacher applications coming from.
Independent Superintendent Dale Hurl says recruitment and retention have increased since moving to the four-day school week in 2023.
Historic flooding in November has beat up Southeast Missouri's Montauk State Park, causing about $4 to $6 million in damage. Justin Adams with Missouri State Parks thinks the rainfall was historic. Between 16 and 18 inches of rain fell during a 24-hour period. He says their goal is to reopen the park by March 1st for opening day of catch and keep trout fishing season.
I really don't have a good handle yet on what the fishery will look like for next year. I think people will maybe need to have different expectations. Just overall, the park is going to look different. When we get done with an area with our sand cleanup, there's still a layer of sand that we just can't get up. You know, it's pretty much changed the look of the campground.
Adam says the campground's electrical systems and the historic mill were damaged by water. A couple of the cabins were destroyed.
Illinois State Police say they will continue their alcohol and impaired driving patrols during January. Troop 8's commander captain says the patrols will be in Madison and St. Clair counties. Officers will be watching out for people who show signs of impaired driving, driving unsafely, and people who are driving with a suspended or revoked license. Area officers will also be patrolling for people who aren't wearing their seatbelt or not buckling in kids in their child safety seats. From the KMOX Business Desk, Chesterfield-based Mercy has named Dr. John Mohart as its new chief operating officer, the first time a physician has had that role. A cardiologist, Mohart was also the first physician to serve in his prior role as president of community operations. Mercy is one of the St. Louis region's largest employers. According to the Business Journal, they have more than 15,000 workers.
Meanwhile, a hearing has been set for mid-January in a breach of contract legal battle between Mercy and Pitt Development Group, or PDG. The company was hired to develop clinics in St. Louis County and Springfield, Missouri, but things went south when PDG reported that two Mercy executives ordered them to pay $65,000 to a random architect they weren't using and to consider that social capital. According to the lawsuit, Mercy then turned against PDG, initiated a systematic campaign to harm the company, and a comprehensive halt on all of PDG's projects.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.